Now, in an environmental lab, then the aim will either to be looking at a natural chemical and confirm that it's at a reasonable sort of natural level or at an unnatural level, or identify a foreign chemical, typically that man has made and introduced into the environment. So our first step is in collecting samples in the environment. So we want a representative sample. For our representative sample, then we must understand quite a lot about the actual physical environment we're in. So we collect background information on the environment as well as collecting samples when we're out there. From the biogeochemical cycles this morning, we know that biology gets intricately involved in chemical cycling. So we need to understand what's going on in the biology in terms of how it might interact with our samples.